Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
A very short Devar Halacha, which we mentioned last week, and I just want to clarify. That's in regards to Hilchas Muksa and candles. So last week we spoke about your Lachter, that if it was not lit before Shabbos, so a lachter which was not lit before Shabbos is a din of a klishim lachter leisur, because its general usage is for something which is forbidden, and therefore you can move it letzarch gufo or makomo. If you need its place, you could move it. Again, that was where it was not lit. But we said last week, if it is lit, so then the lachter becomes a basis, it becomes a the foundation, the support for the flame, which is muksa, and then even after the flame burns out, you would not be allowed to move the lachter. The Shulchan Aruch discusses the situation, which you're, I'm sure, heard of, about placing a challah on your lachter. What about placing a challah on top of the candle? So the Mechaber says there are those who say that that would work, but he doesn't agree to it, and you can't do it. Now, before, wait, he's talking about the candelabra itself. What if you use your candelabra and you put a challah on top of the candelabra? So let's say you have a candelabra with five candles coming off it, and you only need four, and on the fifth, you put a challah, with the intention of saying, now my candelabra is a basis, it's a support for the flame and for the challah, so that when the flames go out, because this is now a support for two things, for a piece of challah, which is chashuv for my Shabbos meal, and the flames, I should be allowed to move my candelabra. So that doesn't work. Why does it not work? Because you can't make a candelabra a basis for something other than a flame. It is a candelabra. A candelabra is for flames. That's what it is. It's called a lachter. That's what it is. You can't make it into a support for anything other than a flame, try as you might. You can pile your rings, engagement rings, wedding rings, challahs, everything valuable you have in the house. You could put on that lachter. The candelabra itself will always be a basis for the flame, because that's what it is.
That's where we're going.
So that's Shulchan Aruch about making the candelabra itself into a basis for something beyond the flame. What about a table? If I put my candelabra on a table, my table also becomes a basis for the candelabra, which is a basis for the flame, and I can't move my table. So let's say you have a fold-away table, and you put your candles on it before Shabbos, and now you want to move it away for lunch. It's in the way. You can't move the table either, because the lachter on the table makes the whole thing becomes a basis for the thing which is muksa. So you can't even move the table. With the lachter, the table is muksa, and the table is going to stay wherever it is. But you know that you have company for lunch, and you don't want the table there. So you put a challah on the table before Shabbos with your candelabra on the table also. So that, according to everybody, that works. Because the table is now supporting two things. It's supporting the candelabra, and it's supporting the challah. So the challah, which is something chashuv for Shabbos, or rings, or jewelry, would be more chashuv than the flame. So that when you now define what's the table after the candles go out, so the table is now a support for something which is mutter to be moved for, the challah, and the lachter. The challah takes precedence. You'd be allowed to move the table with the lachter on it. Because the challah works, even though the challah could not change the status of the actual candelabra, but it certainly can change the status of the table, because the table is made for lots of things, like holding pieces of challah. So far, so good? Which, yeah?
Why do you have to put on challah before it?
Because once Shabbos starts, whatever is considered muksa then is going to stay muksa the whole Shabbos.
The
yeah, it wouldn't make a difference.
You take the challah off and put it on the plaza afterwards in order to heat it up? Meaning,
could you... Only if you move the table away already. If a challah is not on the table anymore, then you can't move it.
No, you have it, you light your, you have your challah, you light your candles, you have your challah on there, and then you go, oh, wait a minute, I really want to warm it.
So when Shabbos starts.
Yeah.
It has to be that when Shabbos starts, the challah is on it.
No, it's on there.
And the challah has to be on there.
You're allowed to warm your challah up.
But if you took it off, so then you lose the whole set.
The
right, so now your table, once you take the challah off, you couldn't move it then, even after it burnt out.
The table was not a basis for muksa the moment Shabbos came in.
Right.
An hour later, you remove your challah. And
because you can't make, because as soon as you take the challah off, now it's only a basis for muksa. Yes, 100%. Then you can't put it back.
Not even if the candelabra had fallen, it would still be a basis for muksa, because it was muksa when Shabbos came in.
Right, if you only had the candelabra on the table, right,
yeah.
That's right. So, but this leads.
Challah, you eat your challah at the table. That can't. Then what happens?
Now, you couldn't move the table
you
anymore.
You have to make sure you have a piece of challah left.
Yeah, it would be your shalashudas challah that you would put on there.
Oh,
no, you couldn't move the table if the challah wasn't on it, and the challah would have to have been on it from the time Shabbos starts. You can light your candles and then put the challah on it, as long as the challah gets on it before Shabbos starts. It doesn't have to be that the challah was there first.
Okay.
It just has to be that when Shabbos starts, we look at the table and we see, what's this table supporting? Challah and lachter, then you can move it. But if the challah, the challah would have to be there until you move the table, yeah. So, which leads us to the big question of the tray. Because that's really much relevant, in which I just want to move my tray around. I don't want to move a whole table, and no one's putting challah on top of the actual altar. We have trays. What's the status of the trays in between? It's not like the candelabra, which is made only to be the house for the flame, but it's not like a table, which is made to do a thousand things. It's a tray, which was made to support a lachter. But you could do lots of things with it, but that's what it's made for. What's that status? So this is an old discussion. The Prima Galdim already discusses this in Shulchan Aruch. And he is noita to be makil and to allow you to move it if you put a challah on it, because, he says, you use the tray for other things. Which is the way that Rav Moshe and Shlomo Zalman, skipping 200-300 years, also when they discuss it, it always is in the realm of the discussion of, is it used for other things? Do you use it for other things? Is it big enough to use for other things? Meaning to say, it is what you make it. If your tray is used exclusively to hold, because it's clear that's what it's made for. I should say like this, it's not clear. If you bought your tray with your lachter, and it was made to be the tray under your lachter, which are most of the trays that I've seen, but that's just my limited experience with my mother and my wife, those lachters, those trays were made for that purpose. So then, unless you use it for something else, then it also is a designated buses for the lachter, and you really can't change that just by putting a piece of challah on it, because that's what it is. If it's a tray that's either made for other things and you happen to be using it for a lachter, or you use the tray during the week, you make a point of, I don't know how often, but like every once in a while, using the tray to, I don't know, put a bowl of soup on it and bring it from the kitchen to the dining room.
Like
no, it has to be something more chashuv than the flame.
It's a salt is more chashuv.
So salt would be iffy. In other words, that's why women either use jewelry,
right,
or something that you need for your Shabbos meal.
Okay.
But or say a sitter or chumash you could use.
Salt had such a significant.
I don't know, maybe.
In the base of Migdash.
The recommendation would be a sitter, chumash,
okay,
bencher, or something that you can use for your Shabbos meal. So the tray, it really just comes down to how you use it. If a tray has the status of a table, it has other usages, so then you can make it into a vases for both the lachter and your challah jewelry bencher, and then you'd be able to move the tray after the flames go out, you know, the next morning. If your tray is an exclusive lachter tray, and you never use it for anything else, and when it was bought, it came together as a set, that's what it's for, so then you would have a difficult time being able to just put a ring or a challah on it and then moving it, because it is like the lachter itself. It is a basis for the flame, and it's hard to redefine that just by putting a piece of challah in it. So the solution to that is, you know, going home tonight and using the tray. I don't know how many times. I tried calling Rav David Cohen to find out like exactly the gedarim of that, but he wasn't available. So I could send an email out if I get a better answer. But that's sort of how it would be. You know, the tray is going to be what you make it. Something which is designated as a support for a flame cannot be changed. Something which has multiple usages, you can.
So you have to put the designated object that you want on there first, and then put your lachter on.
No. I'm saying during the week, at some
point. I'm talking about before Shabbos.
Before Shabbos starts, no. No, it just has to be that when Shabbos, we look at the tray when Shabbos starts. What is this tray supporting? So if I have a bench or sitter, ring, challah on it, and the flame, so then it's both, so that when it, since my object is more important, the mutter object, when the flame goes out, I can move in.
I guess I learned in seminary that you should put the object that you really hold of your value first, because that designates
100. It's fine thing to do. It doesn't have to be that way. If you forgot, you could still create it into both, but it has to be a chashev item, and the tray itself cannot be a designated lachter tray. If that's all it's ever used for, and that's how it was bought, and you never use it for anything else, then it would have the same status as what the Shulchan Aruch talks about the lachter itself. You know, they used to have actual candles all the time. See, a candle is a candle. The ner, meaning the lantern,
right,
it's a lantern. You can't make a lantern into a table. It's a lantern. So the tray, if it is just a pure lachta tray, then you'd have trouble moving it. But if you want to make it into other stuff, so then you can. Now it's a tray that has other usages, and the post can talk about it that way. If the usage has other, the tray has other usages, then you can use it for that. So that's what you would need to, again, I don't know if it would be once a month, once a year, once a lifetime, but it can't be where it's just designated to be your lachta tray. All right, Chevy, great night.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.